And so I just want to say, because of the strong support that we've had here in District 17 and right here at home in Brazos County, the support was so strong that we never really had any serious opposition. And so I'm very grateful for that. And it puts us in a position to be able to look sort of long-term about how do we govern, how do we restore this country as we move forward. And that's many thanks to y'all. I have some introductions I'd like to make, if I can. My family is with me tonight. Gina, oh, there she is. Okay. So, my son Will is here. So, Will. Our number two son, John. Somewhere, you saw him. He did the prayer earlier. And then his pretty wife, Amy Flores, is with us tonight, the mother of our only and best granddaughter. So. Also, I have many members of our team here, so I'm going to go through our district team first. Tim Head is the district director. James Edge is deputy district director. We've got Andrew Gordon, who's the senior field representative out of our Waco office. So he's back here somewhere, he's back in the back. We've got Penny Forrest, who's a caseworker in our Waco office. Penny? Over, right down here. Miranda Henderson is caseworker right here in our Bryan College Station office. Diane Williams is a field representative for us in Cleburne, Johnson County. Alexis Anderson is a caseworker in Waco. Alexis, where are you? She was here, back in the back somewhere. From the D.C. office, we've got four members here with us. Jeff Morehouse is my chief of staff. Jeff? Eric Gustafson is a senior legislative assistant. Jordan Ballard is a legislative assistant. And Austin Carnes is our legislative correspondent. Now, these folks volunteered to come down from Washington, and they've been working on the Kiko Canseco campaign for no cost. I mean, they came off of it. They took a leave of absence for their jobs and went down and helped Kiko. And it looks like Kiko was going to get across the finish line and win down in District 23. So. We also have one of the things about congressional offices is that they usually work well, but they don't work really well until you get a bunch of great interns in there with you. And so we've got a great group of interns. We've got Madison and Jessica from our Bryan College Station office right there in the middle. And we've got Carlos and Courtney and Michael from the Waco office. Where are they? Down here, right here in the front row. So thank you all for coming. I mean, they really make everything work well. And how many of you have had a great experience coming to Washington getting a tour from one of our interns? So, yeah, okay, many of you. Also, I have a special guest. Chuck Wilson is with us tonight. Chuck, back in the back. So, I've got several people I'd like to thank, and then we'll have a round of applause for all the folks that helped us in this campaign. The Hispanic Republicans of Brazos County, the Republican Party of Brazos County under the chairmanship of Paul Rieger, the Republican Club under the chairmanship of Lee Felder, the Republican Women of the Brazos County under Nancy Waldy, Young Republicans, Steve and Lisa Aldrich, all the signs that you saw around Brazos County. There are three people that led that effort, and then there are a bunch of people that helped them to do it. And it Steve and Lisa Aldrich and my son, Will Flores. And I couldn't have had all the signs out without their help. And then our district staff came out and helped, and D.C. staff came out, but primarily in other parts of the district. Will Flores, I told you, helped us with signs. Bob Morris, Bob's here with doing the photography right here. We also have Chuck Wilson, who has helped be kind of an advisor, right-hand man, sort of lets me know what's going on in the district, particularly in McLennan County. Now, here's where we are today. I mean, you've seen the results. We've got some, Governor Romney still has a little bit of a hill to climb. There's two visions for America that we face today. One is the big government, trickle-down government solutions, which I don't think any of us want. Or we can rely on the abilities of American families and American private sector job creators to lead us out of this mess that we have, predominantly caused by Washington. I know which view you have. It's the same view that I have. I want to rely on American families, American individuals that believe in the Constitution, believe in this country, and on private sector job creators to help put each other to work, put this country to work, and to grow our economy. Now, the duties of Congress are multiple, but let me just summarize it into a few types of actions. One is we develop a vision for this country moving forward. We also provide oversight of the other branches of the government. We also appropriate money for the governments for it to operate. And then there are other things that we can do, and that is to stop the damage that's occurring and then hopefully repair the damage that's been done to the country by administrations that have run amok. Now, I don't know which direction, what's going to happen at the end of the night, but I want to tell you what I think the path forward is, depending on who wins the White House and what happens in the Senate. If Governor Romney wins, we're going to develop and repair, and we're going to develop a vision along with Governor Romney in terms of leading this government forward based on following the capabilities of American families and private sector job creators to restore this country. We'll also provide oversight of the executive branch. We can't abdicate that. And we'll also do the appropriations to fund the government moving forward, hopefully at a lot smaller level than it is today. Now, if President Obama wins a second term, my job is going to be a little different. And it's because we won't be able to sit and work with the president. I don't believe. I hope we can. But it's going to be difficult, I think, to work with the president and execute a vision forward, because his vision is much different than what our vision is. As you've seen, it looks like the Republicans are going to retain control of the House of Representatives, at least. And so what we will do then is do what we've been doing, and that's serve as the firewall in the House, the firewall that stopped the continuation of the Obama agenda to further take this country down the big government path. So we will continue to execute that. You won't see any more attempts to pass things like Obamacare, no more Dodd-Franks, no more cap and trades. You'll see us do that. In addition, you'll see aggressive oversight. You'll see us continue the oversight that we started 2 weeks ago on what happened in Libya. You'll also see us look at the oversight, the overreach of the federal regulators, and try to do what we can to clip their wings consistent with, and our ability to do that is going to depend on whether or not we have the Senate to help us out with that or not. We also have many things to work. We've got a fiscal cliff approaching. We've got tax rates, a material tax rate that's going to, tax rate increase that's going to occur in January unless we do something to enact an alternative path. We also have a debt ceiling, a vote that's going to, we're going to have to worry about. We've got a variety of other things. We've got the sequester that could kill 2.1 million American jobs. So these are the things that we're going to be working on during the lame duck session and also in the new session of Congress, the 113th session, that begins in January. My hope is that Governor Romney is our next president and we can do more of the forward-looking things to fix the country instead of the things that involve just trying to hold, to try to keep us from going over the cliff at any faster rate than we are today. So our shared goal, though, as I've said all along through my last campaign and through my term in Congress and through this campaign, is let's restore the American promise, prosperity, and security and exceptionalism for future generations, for your children and for our grandchildren. That's what we all want. That's the vision I'm going to continue to try to execute. Hopefully, under a Governor Romney or a President Romney agenda, we can do that much more quickly. If it's a President Obama agenda, it may be a little slower to get that done. But that's what we're going to have to deal with as we move forward. So, as I close, I'd like to thank you for all your support. Please continue to pray for our country. Pray for wisdom for our electorate. Pray for wisdom and protection for our elected officials. Please continue to pray for our military men and women that protect us from threats abroad, and pray for our first responders who protect us from threats right here at home. So thank you again. God bless you. God bless America. We'll keep partying until John Rainey's race has been called and Kyle Cassell's race. Thank you all.